Got it, Rex. Alex speaking.
Oh, hi, Alex. My name's Damien. I bought my car in a little while ago to just get the clutch done and a couple of other things. I was supposed to come in. Well, he said don't book an appointment, just wheel by, because there was like a little sound coming from, like a spinny sound, and I don't know if it's a wheel thing or a clutch thing. But he said just bring it around and just they'll just take it around the block to get an idea what the sound is.
No worries.
I was hoping to do that tomorrow.
No worries, mate. Just drop in. What time?
Probably earlier. Like, what time would be good for you guys?
Well, if you're just going to hang around for us to have a listen, I would say sometime maybe around about 9-ish, if you can.
All right, I'll aim for that. Cool.
If that works, great.
The other, I was just wondering as well, with gauges, because my car came with, you probably saw, it had this gauge that was flopping about, that didn't have a proper mount to it or anything. But I was wondering whether you guys sell decent gauges and install them. And
We do. We can get stuff. We don't normally carry it because there's so many different variants.
Yeah. Anyone you'd recommend? Or
What year car was it again?
It's just an 08 Forest, like an SG Forest XT.
It's difficult because you need somewhere to put them. So it's the housing and the gauge that needs to work together.
Yeah, that usually come hand in hand, like the gauge, the housing comes with it.
No, not really. You've got to sort of, again, pick and choose. So with gauges, the cheaper stuff, obviously it's appealing because you get more for your money, but then in the long run, the accuracy and the noise they make when you turn them on and off starts to drive people crazy. They have like a beeping sound to them.
Okay. I was going to ask, because like, I know that there's like some people use this app, the Talk app or something, and they're on their phone.
That's limited in showing you what the ECU can see only.
So you reckon it's worth getting an actual physical gauge, hey?
What do you want to monitor, Damien?
Well, more stuff for safety in case in advance if, like, you know, something's, like there's a boost leak or anything else that needs tending to. Just knowing that, pretty much wanting to know that. That's it, really.
So the thing with gauges is they're a little bit interesting in what they read or what they show. So a boost gauge is a good thing because you can see what boost you're generating and you can see if it's repeatable, and if you're having an issue, you can reference it to see if the boost is where it's supposed to be. But if you start looking at things like oil pressure and stuff like that, it's a little bit useless, to be honest. You have an oil light, which at the end of the day almost does a similar thing on the road. You're not going to be able to do anything dramatic to stop hurting the car by looking at an oil pressure gauge. So a boost gauge, an air fuel ratio meter is not a bad one.
I mean, for my car, do you reckon it's worth having a gauge?
I don't. I personally don't. If the car's driving great, it's great. If it's doing something weird, you're welcome to bring it past for us to have a look at. A little boost gauge is not a bad little reference, but you know, other than that, I think you might be complicating things a little bit in the interior.
It came with the previous owner, and so I was thinking about playing with our remove it or.
Which gauge is that one?
The boost gauge.
Yeah, and is it bothering you where it is? Is it?
Oh, it just hasn't. Like they didn't put a proper mount on. It's just flopping about.
okay, right. Well, I mean, if you jump on, there's a website called Andro Motorsports.
Okay,
they sell gauge holders. So if you measure the gauge that you've got, you might be able to find a holder that suits your chassis to be able to mount the gauge. Alternatively, maybe just remove it if it's not something that, you know, you're overly fussed about.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
If you ever need to do a check, you could always plumb it back in. That's not the hardest thing.
To remove it?
Yeah. Correct. It just depends on how mechanically, you know, minded you are and whether you're capable, basic stuff like
that. How much does it cost for you guys to do it?
About an hour's labour.
What are we talking about?
About an hour. So about $150.
Okay. All right, good to know. The other thing was, you know those cooler boxes that the cars came with, the heater cooler, like where it was like where the stereo was? It was like a double din kind of thing. Do you guys install those?
Depends what you've got. to install. We'll probably need to see the parts. Yes, we can pretty much do anything.
I got all of them. All of the parts needed for it. Mm-hmm. So I just got it from, you know, the Japan parts or whatever.
Yeah.
So they told me this is all the other stuff you need for it, like this little pipe and mm-hmm. little light thing or something. But yeah, I was just wondering whether that's something you guys
could do, mate. Could do. I'll probably get you to send me through some pics of what you've got.
Yeah.
And then we can have a bit of a workout of how much it's going to cost you.
Sweet. And the last thing was my mate, one of my mates, he put an H6 in his car, in his Forester.
Yep.
Do you guys do that, H6 swaps?
Yeah, we do. We've done it before quite a few times in different cars.
I've got an NA Forester as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth it?
Not really, mate, to be honest. They're a bit of a nuisance, those motors, as in the fact that they have common problems on them. They're
more
not the
than
most powerful thing either. They're just a
more
bit
than
heavy, lumpy. Well, I don't know. It's just what are you going to gain out of it for how much you're going to spend? You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, gotcha.
It's not fast. It's, you know, people think that you put a big motor in and it's quicker. Yes, it is a little bit quicker. It's also a lot heavier. It's also a lot more complicated and expensive to have someone put in properly and have it running.
I just like the idea of it.
Until you modify it and tune it, there's not really great value in it.
Right.
It'll need an aftermarket ECU, which is a couple of grand on its own.
Yeah,
there's quite a few things, man. Sometimes when guys backyard hack and do their own little conversions, it seems appealing because they're doing it on the cheap and they don't really tell you the negatives to what they've done or how rough some things are done because, you know, it works, barely. whereas when we do things, we've got to do it holistically and professionally, which means things need to work properly, which is a completely different level of work. So, which means the cost point is also completely different.
Yeah.
But if you were to buy a secondhand H6 engine, that's a good running engine for a couple of grand, right? It'd be two K somewhere, my guess would be 2 to 3 grand. There's going to be 2 to 3 grand of us literally mechanically fitting it into the car. Right, and then 2 to 3 grand of us making wiring up to suit the car, and then 2 to 3 ish in electronics, ECU, etc. So you end up somewhere in between the 10 and the 15 marker.
Okay, and the other thing I was looking at doing is I think I mentioned to you guys a while ago putting in the some upgraded front Liberty GTB brakes, like the rotors and the calipers.
Yep, so the 316s. Yep.
The 316s, I've got the upgraded brake lines already, just installing them all around.
Yep.
How much did it cost for you guys to do that?
Have you got the parts?
Except for the rotors.
Okay, so if you let's just say you're supplying all the parts, and we're fitting the labour element, you're looking at around about $600.
Okay, that's actually and just a day's job, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's right. Drop it off in the morning, pick it up in the evening.
Sweet. Okay. All right. I'll be by tomorrow anyway, I guess. But
okay,
thanks.
No problem.
Appreciate it. Okay.
You're welcome, mate. Bye-bye.